Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. I am not sure if this is recording, and listeners, we're having a little glitch with the internet connection, and I'm not sure if you're actually able to hear my voice or not, but we're having a little bit of technological problems, and I am doing my best to rectify that, and so far I have not yet done that. So here's hoping that this will actually work. Bear with me just one moment. Sometimes there's a little bit of a glitch in the actual connection, for our show, and why that is, I'm not sure, but let's see what we can do here. And I know we have Dr. Sesedo, and if you're able to hear this, Dr. Sesedo, we are having a little bit of a problem here. So I have the phone connection. I just don't have the internet connection that I need at the moment. So what I may need to do is to try one more connection and see what happens with that, and then we'll have to go from there. Okay, it isn't looking like it's doing that either. So if we had some additional music to play, I would love to do that, and I could always sing. okay, I'm looking to see if it's giving me a sign that it's connecting. And again, I don't even know if you're hearing me on here or not. So let me see what we can do here. One more moment. Okay. All right, listeners, all I can say is I am going to attempt one more thing, and if that doesn't happen, it looks like we're going to have to change the interview times and dates for the two interviews today, and I apologize for that. So let's have just, there's going to be about 30 seconds of quiet time till I can see if this is a go or not. So I am taking a 30-second break, and I will be back in 1 second. And please know that I will be back. Hold on, please. All right, listeners, it doesn't look like this is going to happen for today. And again, I apologize. I have attempted to find out just what is going on, and thus far I'm not getting any results. So I apologize. I'm going to talk with Dr. Sesedo and also with Humble G and the wonderful music group that we were going to be talking with today, because there is a technological issue and I am not able to resolve it at the moment. So I am going to go ahead and end this portion of the show and reschedule. So we will be back with you with another date, and we will see you soon. Thank you so much for tuning in to Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. Welcome to my, I'm so sorry, this has been an interesting afternoon. All right, we are tuned in. I was able to create a reconnection. This is Marcia from Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. And I do still plan to do a conversation with Dr. Sesano. Now, what I'm doing at the moment is to see if he is actually back online. And if he is, great. If not, I'm going to share some other things with you until our second part of our show comes on, which will be a little after 6. Let's see. Okay. I am checking, and it looks like, let me see here. All right. Okay. It doesn't look like Dr. Sesano is with us, and that is probably because of the glitch that we had. The show normally begins at 5:30, and I was attempting to have that happen, and it really wasn't. So I'm going to take this moment to just share a little bit with you, and then we will actually be greeting our guests, and that is Mick Tate of McBeats. And I am not going to tell you a whole lot about them other than they make beautiful music. And there is one part of their group who is called Humble G. And Humble G is a very, very gifted and talented young man with his violin. And this is some of what's going to be shared whenever Mick comes on, as well as Humble G. And I know they're going to share some music. The music that you heard in the beginning of the show is, but because of the glitch, you're probably going to have to do something with that, is music from Humble G's playing. So again, you are tuning into Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor. And again, we apologize for the glitch just a little bit ago. Our normal show hours are 5:30 to 6:30. And sometimes there is an internet problem, and we do our best to remedy that. All right, so what I would like to say is thank you to all of you who have, I'd say a lot of your calls, mostly this past week, from our show of last week, which was filled with wonderful information again about preventive and natural health and personal growth and positive news. We add positive news because in today's world, as many of us know, if not everyone, it gets a little testy out there with a lot of the constant negative energies and negative conversations that are going on about the world and what's happening and all that. And my business partner, Tom Katalfi, and I have this saying that simply goes that really what you make of the world is what it is. So we like to always keep that the foremost of our minds and our hearts, that it is really what we make it. And playing a role, being active, is the key. If we're going to sit back and complain, not act, then I think we have space to complain, but only that complaint is to ourselves only. So again, what we wanted to do on today's show in the beginning with Dr. Sesano, of which I'm going to reschedule that with him because it's a very important message and information that he was going to share. And actually what I'd like to do, since the interview with him was not able to happen, I would like to give you a website so that you can go and just directly check out what Dr. Adam Sesano and I were going to be speaking about at 5:30 today that did not happen. And you can go to www.75720.com, and then you put F as in Frank, G for green, X as in X-ray, P as in Paul, R-E-S-S. So really it reads www.75720.fgexpress.com. And really what that is simply is ancient herbs, ancient technology, nothing new, as we like to say. And what has happened is that Forever Green has gone ahead and made the wonderful connection with Dr. Kim, and Dr. Kim and Ron Williams, the founder of Forever Green, came together with the intention of helping all the people involved with Forever Green and people that they know to find out about what's called power strips. That's POWERSTRIPS. Now, what they simply are, and it is relatively simple, it does contain ancient herbs, two of those things being the red ginseng and the other marine phytoplankton. Now, those are only two of the many herbs that are contained in the power strips. And really, all you do is to simply take a power strip and place it on a part of your body that you would like to go ahead and have helped. And you know what? I'm noticing, I believe I see Dr. Sesedo on here. Let me open his mic. This is really wild today. Hold on one moment, please. Okay, I'm not sure if it's going to happen here. Dr. Sesedo, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, there you are. The light's not even coming on. Wow, this has been some kind of a day.
Yeah. Well, oh, technology. What can you do? It's wonderful, but sometimes it isn't perfect.
Oh, geez. You know, and then I go, oh, no, because I think I should be able to just wave my magic wand, and there you are. Okay, I was really sharing before I realized that your mic was showing up, and that I figured I would just take those few minutes before it became after the hour. So since we do have you on here, first I again want to apologize. And Dr. Sesedo, you have been a major part of what is called the power strips, and I have shared with the listeners through the weeks and the months a little bit here and there about this ancient technology. So first of all, can you just give us a brief description of who you are?
Sure. I'm a medical doctor, a physician, practiced medicine for years. Nutrition has always been a part of my personal and professional life, and that's what brought me together with Forever Green. You were mentioning them earlier. Kind of a shared philosophy of nutrition as an approach to health, and I believe in that. As far as the power strips are concerned, I have a special, insight into power strips. I'm familiar with the technology, and I'm familiar with the ingredients, and have spent a lot of time getting to know even more about the ingredients, some of which you mentioned, and I'm happy to share.
And, you know, with that being said, I know that many people who are listening, some people have a lot of knowledge, some just a tad and some none. And so when they hear the fact of, ancient herbs in the form of a power strip, what on earth does that mean, and what do you do with it?
Sure, absolutely. Well, there's a bit more to it than just the ancient herbs, but certainly we're talking, when you refer to that term, we're talking about Korean red ginseng. And Korean red ginseng has been around for hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of years. There's been some improvements on it, and I guess what I mean by that is it's been carefully handled and carefully bred in natural ways to be even more active in terms of its effects on health. But it is an ancient herb. It's contained in the power strip, and your body benefits from all of the ingredients that contained in Korean red ginseng via the power strip. So the question becomes, what does Korean red ginseng do for your health? That's the question that I'm asked to answer frequently, because my background is as a scientist and a physician, and I've read extensively about the science behind it. There's tons of information, going back many, many years, about what it can do, but now we're beginning for the past decades to understand what's going on in the body in terms of science, and I'd be happy to talk about that. So,
absolutely, and the picture that I can see for so many, in fact, I've talked with many people through the months, and one of the understandings that many people are trying to have is, okay, you have this what's called power strip, and it contains these ancient herbs and the technology. So what exactly happens? You mean, this is what, you know, the comments that I'm getting, you take this power strip and you place it on someplace on your body, and how does the body use it? Because a lot of people don't realize that the largest organ is our skin. So if you could touch on that.
It is. By mass, it is the largest organ, or it competes with the liver maybe in terms of just overall size. But the skin functions as a protective mechanism and has many, many other integrated functions. But things you do to the skin can have, or topically, if you want to use that term, can have profound effects inside the body. Applying nutrition to the surface of the body can have, and does have, and science has shown, direct effects inside your body. And that's what we're talking about. Instead of taking it orally, we're talking about placing it topically and having similar results.
And, of course, the body, what the body is doing, what the skin is doing, in essence, the way I've often said it, Dr. Sato, is that the skin is drinking this in from the power strips. And I know there's lots of ways to say it, but that's one of the simple ways where people...
Your language is great. Yeah, that's a great way to say it. And then once you understand the topical nature of it, and then you begin to look at the ingredients. And you've mentioned one of them, Korean red ginseng, and the health effects reported in the medical literature are extensive. They range from having effects on blood pressure, anti-anxiety effects. There's great evidence and good studies that show that it can mitigate pain. There's great evidence that people with sexual dysfunction, both men and women, can benefit from Korean red ginseng. The list really goes on, but Korean red ginseng is a powerful and very useful ancient herb, as you put it.
So as far as the, quote, rest of the ingredients that make up the power strips, what is some of the other? Are you able to actually identify, you know, the other ingredients or some of them?
Sure. Let me give you a brief outline of the strips from kind of A to Z, and I'll try to do this in just a couple of minutes. I think something very important to understand about the design of the power strips is to understand that the adhesive that is used is water soluble. It was designed specifically for that. It's patented. And the reason that it's water soluble and the reason it was designed to be that way is because we want it to be gentle on the skin. Other adhesives used on the skin, for example, medical tape, other just many applications are typically synthetic polymers, and they can be very harsh. So this was designed to be very gentle. Even the base of the strip was designed to be healthful and natural. It's a plant-based matrix. So the structure itself is healthy, and that's important to understand. Moving on,
wow.
We've talked about Korean red ginseng. Another ingredient is alpha-3 CMP marine phytoplankton, which is a proprietary marine phytoplankton that Forever Green has. You can get it only through Forever Green, and that's important to understand. Marine phytoplankton is found all over the marketplace, but it's important to know that there's significant differences between what you often find in the marketplace and the version, the alpha-3 version that's used by Forever Green. Its nutrition is almost perfect. There's almost every element needed for health, to maintain health or recover health. So you've got that ingredient. There's also silver is an ingredient. And silver has been known for hundreds of years. We've understood that it has powerful antimicrobial effects. In fact, in the old days, they used to take a silver coin when they'd draw up a bucket of water from the well, and they'd throw a silver coin in. They weren't sure what was going on in there, but they did understand that it made the water healthier. People didn't get sick from it. The water could stay there and not become a health hazard. It made it healthier. They did the same thing with milk. You can they would fill a bucket of milk. They'd drop a coin, a silver coin in, and it would stay fresh much longer. And it wouldn't make people sick, bacterial. Well, we know now the reasons why they were doing that, and the reasons are because silver kills bacteria. Silver kills or inactivates funguses. Silver kills or inactivates viruses. It kills or inactivates protozoal parasites. So silver is included as a very powerful antimicrobial. And then there is elemental germanium. And the germanium is very interesting because it sits in the very back of the strip. It doesn't get anywhere near the skin. Relatively, it doesn't get anywhere near the skin. It's behind the adhesive. But what's interesting about germanium is you look at physics, the physics literature, you look at optics literature, and it's explained very clearly that germanium, because of optical properties that it has, can function as a lens. And so it's very interesting if you place a strip on and the heat coming off your body. We all know we produce heat. We also produce other energies, but most of it's heat.
Mm-hmm.
And it strikes the germanium, and the germanium has the capacity to refocus it, to reflect it in the far infrared wavelength. Very interesting property. Again, you can read about this. And so the question really becomes, germanium produces far infrared wavelength energy. And so what does far infrared do for our bodies? Many, many things. And there's a great, again, I keep referring to the literature, the medical literature. Medical literature is rich on studies that show the benefits of far infrared energy. And one of them is that it helps to helpfully dilate the vessels of your body so that more blood and oxygen can be delivered, more nutrition can be delivered, more waste and can be taken out of the area. So there's all of these technologies that have been thoughtfully placed and designed into the strip. And these are some of the really neat effects that they have.
So, Dr. Sacedo, and by the way, listeners, we are in an interview with Dr. Adam Sacedo, MD, very highly noted in regards to nutrition, and we are talking about what's called power strips that you could actually go to read more at this particular site that I'll give you now since I'm mentioning this. It's www.75720.com, and then the words, or letters, F as in Frank, G, X as in X-ray, P as in Paul, R E S S as in Sam. So it reads 75720.fgexpress.com, and you'll be able to read what Dr. Sesedo is sharing with us. So what do people use this for?
Well, as we kind of went through some of the things that grain-rich ginseng is capable of, and as I talked about the nutritional ability or the nutritional description of the marine phytoplankton, and then I described how germanium is able to affect the dilatation of vessels to deliver, you know, richer, better blood. More blood to areas. The applications are broad, but many people are reporting, and there are hundreds. I've never, to be perfectly straightforward, I've never seen a product in the years that I've investigated these things with so many personal testimonies coming out. But they range from pain relief, and that's all kinds, headaches, joints, muscles, strains. People are reporting having effects on sexual function. I mentioned that
right.
earlier as well. They talk about mood elevation, and all this is understood. It's not a surprise to me.
Right.
I hear it and I say that's great. It's amazing, and it's amazing to hear that it's affecting so many people, but it's all explainable. It's all in the literature, and that excites me even more because we understand
it's
playing out.
Absolutely. So does it matter what age you are?
No, it doesn't, although I always say that that with anything, that you should, if you're talking about children, you need to involve should involve their doctor and discuss any change in lifestyle with the physician, and I say that about pregnant women as well. They're such delicate individuals in our society. We protect them so carefully that I just always err on the side of caution. So yes. I would say with that caveat, there's not an age restriction. It's all essentially natural. There's nothing synthetic. There's nothing that should cause any problems with anyone's health.
Well, you know, in this interview and conversation, it has brought up a couple other things for me that what I would like to do, if it's okay, is actually I'll be in touch with you sometime after the show because I wanted to touch on something with you that's more on a direct personal level, so with a family member, actually. But and I know that the listeners through the weeks and the months have had an opportunity to hear off and on some of what's being discussed today. But if we were to take this and sort of all wrap it up together, Dr. Sesedo, what would you say is the most important part about this that we're talking about for the listeners to actually truly comprehend?
I think that to say that Power Strips is a very intelligently designed product that can have a very significant impact on many fronts, on many health concerns that the listeners might be experiencing. And again, they're broad, and sometimes that can be difficult because there's too much there, but the applications really are very broad. And so if someone's experiencing something, I think it's worth it for them to try it out. It touched my life personally. It touched my family, and I recommend that you give it a try. And I think you'll be very surprised Or maybe you won't. I think you'll have wonderful results, if I guess what I'm saying.
Well, and with that being said, listeners, with Dr. Sesedo and everything he has shared with you, one of the things that you all know about Mind, Your Body, and Spirit is that we help you to find out about things that are more natural and according to nature that you can utilize for yourself, which to us is a much wiser decision. So, Dr. Sesedo, it's always an absolute pleasure to talk with you and have you share. You have so much. Our past interviews that we've done, we've touched on, you know, a lot of your other work that you've been doing too, which at some point we should, you know, do something like that again as well. So I want to say thanks for working with me with this issue of getting a delayed start today. So thank you so much.
Okay. Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
You're absolutely welcome. And like I said, if it's okay, I'll be in touch with you shortly. Okay. All right, Dr. Sesedo, thank you so much, and you have a beautiful rest of your Friday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And again, listeners, that was Dr. Sesedo, Dr. Adam Sesedo, and we have known him for quite a while, and has such wonderful information to share, so please take a moment and go to www.75720.fxress.com 75720.fgexpress.com. And since our show got started late today because of the glitch, we do have our second part of our interview that I'd like to flow into ASAP. And I shared a little bit with you in the beginning, and I'm not sure we're probably going to have to do some alterations on this particular hour of the show because of not being able to get started on time. So right now I'd like to go ahead and open the mic, and we have who we like to call Nick Beats. Let me just see if my mic is going to work here. Okay, Mick, are you there? Mick, are you there? Hello, are you there?
This isn't Mick. This is Homo Fiddler, but hello.
I'm sorry. Who is this now?
This is Humble G.
Okay, Humble G. Okay, I wasn't sure, Humble G, who was going to actually be the first one. So, and you might have heard, I'm not sure if you did, but we had a glitch the first 10, 15 minutes of the show, so we're going to have to work with that. So
okay.
I know this is cutting into your time, but let's just go ahead.
No problem.
I shared with the listeners about just how wonderful of a violinist you are. And Tom, a business
Thank
partner,
you.
Of course. Oh, you're welcome. And we've known you for a while. And my little grandson even had an opportunity when he was, 6 months old to hear you play downtown Cleveland. So
How old is he now?
He's 5, and guess what?
What?
He's taking violin lessons.
Oh, wow. That's a blessing.
and I definitely, at some point, Humble G, would like to go ahead and have him reconnect with you. And I'll share more about what's going on with him, at another time and not take up the short time we have left here. So I know we shared a little bit of music at the intro of the show. Did you want to actually share some music initially or...
Yes, did Nick send you some music over?
Well, they did. There was a piece that we played at the beginning of the show. That was some music, but I didn't know whether you wanted to actually play a few minutes of something, or if you just wanted to use this time to share this conversation.
Well. I didn't know if Nick sent you multiple MP3s or not to know which songs to play, or if you wanted me just to play over speakerphone. I didn't know, but most definitely, I'm down to do whatever the people want.
Okay.
So if they want me to play the violin over the speakerphone, I most definitely will. And I would love to talk about anything you want to talk about because, you know, I love your show. I love Going With The Flow, and, you know, it's all about spirit, mind, and body. So I'm ready to roll.
Yes. Well, do you want to, are you able just to take, like, 45 seconds to a minute and do a little piece of something?
A little piece of something? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know. I think what we're probably going to have to do also, in all fairness, is to actually do another interview where we're going to be able to give you, you know, more time because of the glitch today. So
yeah, it's okay. This is different. You know, I'm used to just playing, you know, some MP3s of the music that I'm promoting. But I'm right now opening up my violin case.
Mm-hmm.
And just let me know what style of music would you like to hear.
I think I'm going to leave that up to you because you certainly are more able to decide that than I. But I just thought just to have them hear a few a little bit of the string instrument of a violin that's so beautiful and I know you are doing amazing things. In fact, while you're doing what you're doing there, you have. What is your latest? Let's say your latest opportunity that has come to you in regards to your music.
So music. Well, last night I did a performance with Unite the City, with John Hughes. That was pretty awesome. What I got coming up at Club Winners here in Cleveland, Ohio. It's on Euclid Avenue. I'll be performing for Candy off of Atlanta Housewives for the Memorial Day weekend. So that's a performance I got coming up soon. But, yeah, I can say that's the most recent one, yeah.
Uh-huh. And what do you see yourself, how do you see yourself moving forward or continuing to move forward with your talent of what we would call a definite talented violinist. What do you see your future being?
Well, what I see my future being is, when it comes to short-term goals, putting out my mixtape, one of a kind that we're working so hard on right now, you know, putting together the website, music videos, and really promoting that because that mixtape promotes a lot of anti-hate, you know, stopping hate, stopping violence, a lot of strings, compositions in it, and I'm also a vocalist, so I'm doing singing, rap, poetry. But it's all to bridge gaps to different mind states and different genres of music in a positive way. So what I see myself doing in the future is opening up some doors and creating some veins for the next generation to be creative in a positive way.
And what would you say to a young person who's starting out with the violin?
What I would say to them is don't be afraid to try what you imagine. I would tell them to visualize themselves achieving what they see themselves achieving on the violin. And don't allow yourself to be affected in a negative way by people's criticism and people's short vision. Because when people... vision is short and they have limitations, they naturally try to put it on others, even if it's not their intention. And to just have faith in God and in yourself and to be disciplined and be more than motivated. Again, be disciplined. And it's a day-by-day thing. And I think if you continue to fight and continue to work day-by-day, you'll become one of the greats.
Wonderful, and I know that when they hear you say what you just said, it is going to absolutely make an imprint, and this is really what I know you are all about with what you're doing, because, yes, you've been given a gift, a talent, you've been given, you know, opportunities that you have taken, and moved forward with them. And, you know,
thank
we
you.
Have had, oh, you're welcome. We've had the opportunity to see you, not necessarily when you were tiny, tiny starting out, but, you know, quite a while ago. So,
yeah.
And having the pleasure to have had my grandson when he was 6 months old, you know, just kind of be around that and have what's happening. I think it's an awesome opportunity. And I just want to say thank you for following your passion and your gift, because that's really humble. This is the thing that Tom and I always tell people. You're here for a reason. You have gifts,
yes.
You have talent, you have purpose, and you need to pay attention to those and follow those. You're not here to just put time in.
Right.
Exactly. So,
you're not here to trade your time.
Absolutely. Okay, well, what could probably be good is, as we're finishing up with our short time here, we can actually, in a minute or so, when we're headed down toward the last, let's say, minute to 2 minutes, I will let you know. And really, you can play something, and we can just let the show go out, you know, with that minute and a half or 2 minutes. How does that sound?
That sounds good. And also, it just came back to me when you said opportunities. I most definitely was thinking of performances, but I have had another blessing of the opportunity, which is I'm currently getting private lessons from Joel Smirnoff, former concertmaster of the Cleveland Orchestra and president of Cleveland Institute of Music. And he's been giving me lessons for 6 months. Now, I've been almost 14 years self-taught, but the lessons that he's been giving me is just amazing. And I'm working towards getting into the school and furthering my education and music and learning more skills that allow me to fly and, you know, broaden and open more doors.
Oh, wow. I know I heard a little bit about that recently, and I thought, wow, that is a huge opportunity, and I knew without a doubt that you were going to walk forward with that one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But right now it's saying we have 90 seconds, so how about if you go ahead and choose what you want already and go ahead and play, and I will say to you that it'll just be like about a minute and a half or two, and you can just go out with the piece that you're going to be playing. How's that?
Okay. So just let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Well, I'm ready when you are.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm about to start now. I'm going to play a piece.
Another thing. What phone number should be used for somebody to get in touch with you?
Okay. The phone number that should be used for you to get in contact with me, either for booking or anything music related, will be 216-282-7006. That is 216.
One more time.
Okay, that is 216-282-7006.
Okay. All right. You can go ahead and begin, and we'll go out with the music.
Okay, here we go. Excuse the phone, so you know, volume might sound a little bit different, but this song is called Soca. It's one original piece by myself and a group of fellas called the Africans and Humble G the Africans. And we performed this for the president. So here it is, Soca. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Humble G, and we will talk to you very soon. You have a beautiful weekend.
You too. May God bless you and the ancestors continue to protect you, Marcia. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you so much. I love that saying. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Humble G. And listeners, feel free to get in touch with Humble G and his group, please, at the number that he gave you. And you can call Healthy Referral at 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. Lots of love and blessings. And we'll see you next Friday here on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show.